It's The Full Story on WSHU. I'm Ron Ropiak. We're talking about cybersecurity on Cyber Monday. A lot of money being spent today. How do you know that everything that you're doing is safe? Your information is safe. If you listen to this program, you'll understand why one of the guests said before, and it was on the newscast, he said, only the paranoid survive, which may be the new motto of The Full Story. Professor Fred Scholl is with us. He's Associate Teaching Professor of Cybersecurity and Director of the Cybersecurity Program at Quinnipiac University. Professor, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And I love your line, only the paranoid survive. I mean, I think that says it all. And Professor, we have another guest joining us for a few minutes. Steve Morgan is with us. Steve is the founder and editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Stephen, how are you?
Very good. Nice to be here.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Professor Scholl, I'd like to start with you. From all the reports that I'm seeing, businesses are desperately looking for more and more cybersecurity experts. How popular are your classes?
Well, ours started a year ago. We're fully online, and we directed our classes at working professionals who already may have some information technology skills or application skills and want to add in security skills. And the demand that we're seeing is to fill somewhere between 300 and 600,000 open positions right now in the U.S. for information security. So we looked at, you know, the pipeline of people coming up through traditional computer science and software engineering, and there's just not enough people there. So we focused our program on helping students make that sort of a career change from IT into IT plus security.
So are you aiming your programs at those maybe in their mid-20s or 30s and so on and seeing if they want to switch things around a bit?
Well, interesting. So we do have some Quinnipiac undergraduates in the program. We just opened it up to them in the fall. So these are hardcore computer science and software engineering folks. They're, you know, seniors, so they're 21. But what I'm seeing is that people may have one career maybe for 10 or 20 years, so they're 30, 40, something like that. And then they want to get into a new hot area. And so it's those people that are able to, we're helping them make a transition into a hotter area than they may be in right now. And I think, as you just said in the beginning, security is a huge issue. Technology is pervading everything that we're doing. So it's going to be around for a long time.
Steve Morgan, I read your article that you have on your website, and I want to bring up the number that you quote. And I think it was in 2021, not next year, but the year after, it's predicted cybercrime damages will cost the world $6 trillion on an annual basis. Is that an accurate number?
It is, and it's up from about $3 trillion in 2015 to give you an idea of how fast it's growing.
That's incredible. I mean, do people realize how much money we're talking about?
Do people realize? They're starting to realize. Governments realize, big businesses realize. I don't think consumers realize until something happens to them.
Now, there's something else that you were writing about, and it was that all of the information that we're talking about, and today we're talking, you know, it's Cyber Monday, and so we're concerned about security and buying things and whether or not our credit cards are going to be hacked. And it's been written that all the information, our information, has already been stolen and is already now out there on the dark web. Is that accurate?
It is accurate. There's varying degrees of information that's out on the dark web and available for sale. It's been there for the past decade, and the amount of information continues to grow with more recent hacks and data breaches that we're seeing.
So, Professor Scholl, my question is, if everything's already out there, then, you know, what can we do?
Well, I agree that, you know, everything is already out there, but it's in different places, right? There were different hacks out there. It is on the dark web, but it has to be put together in a way that would enable an attack against an individual or a small business. And this is what's happening. That's why, you know, I think this is kind of golden age of fraud that we're going into. So what can we do? So it depends on whether you're an individual or a small business. So individuals need to make sure that they have a secure home computing system. They need to use best practices not to go shopping on Cyber Monday or any other day when they're in an airport and things like that. They also need to, I think what people need to do is spend, if they spend, 20 hours a week looking for bargains online and things like that, and we know that this Cyber Monday is going to be a record Cyber Monday, and probably next year's will be another record. So we know this is happening, but I think people need to spend some amount of time educating themselves on what kinds of frauds and scams are out there. And Mr. Morgan's magazine sounds like a good resource. Others that I've run across are the Connecticut Better Business Bureau has a good web page highlighting recent frauds. And then the group, the AARP, also has a fraud watch. You can subscribe to that. So if a new fraud comes along, you'll get it as a text message or an email. So you need to educate yourself, basically, and then follow a lot of the best cyber hygiene practices. But it's knowing what kind of fraud is out there in the first place that you have to defend yourself against.
Steve Morgan is still with us. He's the founder and editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Again, Steve, I enjoyed reading your article today, and anyone can find it at your website. But one or two things that I took away from it is that you wrote that every single business is going to be hacked at some point. No one will be immune. Is that correct?
It's true, and it's true of consumers, too. In fact, you've probably been hacked, and just don't know it.
When you say hacked, does that mean someone has come into my computer, into my phone, my laptop, whatever?
Your phone, your laptop, your bank account, the number of transactions that are occurring are just too vast for most consumers to keep up with. There's a lot of fraud that is 99 cents and $1.99, minuscule transactions. There are also, the beginnings of a hack and you don't even realize it. So, you're going out shopping today. A lot of people are going out shopping and they're going to be volunteering their email addresses when they really shouldn't be. So to your question earlier, what can people be doing or what should they know? I think it starts with just, basic protection. Don't give your email address. You don't have to, even though a cashier makes you feel like you do, because I guarantee you, read the papers in a week from now and in 2 weeks from now, there will be a data breach that occurs on Cyber Monday and in the aftermath of Cyber Monday and this, intense holiday season that we're in the middle of.
Well, I'm sorry. No, you were saying about emails. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to stores where, you're filling out some application and some clerk turns to me and says, "And can I have your social security number?" And I'm like, "What?" but there are but there are some who gladly hand it over.
It's true. Cyber criminals prey on a lack of knowledge. They target the elderly. They target, all kinds of demographics, including shoppers who psychologically are conditioned to, give up this information.
Professor Scholl, how bad of a problem is it in the Connecticut and Long Island region? And the reason I ask that is because there are articles are being written saying, look, so many more attacks are taking place at hospitals and town halls, insurance companies and so on. They're just not being reported because the people who are being hacked are trying to keep it quiet.
Yeah, I agree. So I haven't seen that Connecticut is worse or better than national averages. I see that it's pretty similar. So we've had ransomware attacks on schools and municipal governments. We've had attacks on hospitals and other attacks on small businesses. We've had the other kinds of personal scams like romance scams. We've had those. So I think we've had our share of typical kinds of scams that are out there. And so I think just in terms of just back to what should people do, I think, yes, everybody will be hacked, whether you're an individual, small business, or enterprise corporation. So on the individual side, you need to go back to the old-fashioned review your bank statements on a regular basis, review your credit card statements. So my credit card was stolen a few months ago, and I wasn't that diligent. It took me a couple months to see that something, you know, I had a charge of a couple $100 every month from the same fraudulent vendor, but I finally did catch it and get it reversed. So you have to be able, yes, you will be hacked. You have to have your response plan in place for how you're going to defend against it and minimize the impact.
So, you know, our news director is in the other room right now, and he said the same thing I was just thinking. You're a cybersecurity expert, right? And you still had your credit card hacked. I mean, if that happens to you, what about for, you know, me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did I just lose you, Professor Scholl? All right. I think we lost Professor Scholl for one moment. We'll try and get him back. Obviously, the phone cut off there. Stephen Morgan, are you still with us, sir?
I am.
Okay, great. What I was thinking about was what you were saying a little bit earlier, that it's the small crimes. Like you said, someone all of a sudden, it's 99 cents. It's 99 cents. It's $1.29. And you're not even noticing these things, right? All right, we lost Stephen Morgan, so don't worry. We're having a little phone issue or two today. We will try to get them back, and we're going to bring back Stephen Morgan at one point, and we're going to bring back Professor Fred Scholl. We'll get them all back. Everton Henriquez is with us right now, or at least he's going to be with us in a few minutes, who is the New York Manufacturing Extension Partnership Solutions Director at Fuse Hub, and they are having a conference this Thursday, where they are inviting manufacturers to show up to learn the latest rules and regulations from the DOD, the Department of Defense, which has to do with cybersecurity. So there's a lot to be taking place right now in our area. We've had some phone issues. I ask you to stay with us. We'll get our guests on the line in just a minute. But in the meantime, if you want to join in the conversation, drop us an email. What the heck? We're at tfs@wshu.org. On Facebook, you're going to find us at Full Story WSHU. And remember that all the shows, any show that you want to listen to, the Full Story, is available as a podcast. Download the Full Story on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or on Google Play. Now, we are going to get back to our guest. Henriquez is on the line. Everton Henriquez is the New York Manufacturing Extension Partnership Solutions Director at Fuse Hub, and that's F-U-Z-E Hub. Everton, thank you for being with us. We appreciate your time and your patience today. How are you, sir? And he was just with us, and now he's not. It's Everton. Oh, I hear something in the background. How are you, sir?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you for coming on. I apologize about the phone issues, and I'm glad we were able to connect. Tell us about the conference you have coming up later in the week.
Okay, so this conference is aimed at small to medium-sized manufacturers, especially those involved in the DOD supply chain. It will be held on the 5th of December at Stony Brook University at the Seawitt Center. It's free, open to the public, and the added advantage is that we're offering a couple of cybersecurity grants up to $5,000 for a manufacturer that shows up with a business card. So this event is there to really bring awareness to the manufacturing community and to provide some training on how to try to combat or at least verify that you're in. You're trying to do the best you can to comply with today's cybersecurity protocols.
So the Department of Defense has come out with more stringent regulations?
Well, they're requirements. What it is on the DFAR is the Department of Defense is requiring that people at least at a minimum adhere to the NIST special publication 800-171. And this has a number of steps that you'd have to follow to protect certain materials. And, you know, coming next year, the Department of Defense will be coming out with a more stringent requirement, which is called CMMC, which is a cybersecurity maturity model certification process. And we're trying to get people prepared to understand that this is coming out, and they have to understand how to protect their information.
I'm assuming.
You know,
I'm assuming that this is taking place because of what our guest was saying a little bit earlier. It's a crime that is getting worse and worse by the day. And I don't know if you heard one of our guests who's still on the line, and we'll get to him in just one moment. He was saying that the number, not for next year, but for the year after, they're anticipating cybercrime will cost the world $6 trillion in 2021.
I saw that, and I believe that came out from maybe the president of Hofstra. I think I heard say that. And that is very, very real, in my opinion. It's just getting bigger and bigger. And in particular, you realize that our nation's defense system is at risk here unless we do something, because all of these companies in supply chain are actually making some part or some component that's going to be used in larger, very, very expensive systems. And so if you think of something really affecting one of our Navy carriers or something like that, we're talking about big expense here. So I think we owe it to ourselves to really look at this as a patriotic issue and try to embellish our cyber defense. I mean, make it better.
Everton, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Hold on one second, because I want to squeeze in one last thought from Stephen Morgan, who's the founder and editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, I'm sorry we lost you there. I'm glad you came back on, because I wanted to get some final thoughts from you just in terms of what we should all be watching out for over the next few weeks as we go to do our holiday shopping. If you could give me just two or three quick hints, suggestions to protect ourselves.
I'll protect all of your readers. I'll give you all a holiday gift. Pay attention. Write this down. Turn on MFA, multi-factor authentication, in your email. Some email programs call it 2FA, two-factor authentication. That is in Gmail. It is in AOL mail, every consumer version of email. Turn that switch on. If you turn that on, and if a hacker has access to your email, when they log in, they're going to be prompted for something in addition to a password. They'll need a code that's texted to your cell phone. If they don't have your phone, they won't get into your email. Way too many people don't know about that. It's the best protection. Turn it on.
Fantastic. Steve, I'm out of time. Thank you. And again, my apologies about the phone issues, but I'm so glad you came back on. And we'll get you back for a longer discussion.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
I appreciate your time. Steve Morgan, founder, editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Everton Henriquez, New York Manufacturing Extension Partnership Solution Director at Fuse Hub. Once again, it's this Thursday, the 5th, over at Stony Brook University. Everton, thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Very welcome. Thank you.
And our thanks also to Professor Fred Scholl, Associate Teaching Professor of Cybersecurity and Director of the Cybersecurity Program at Quinnipiac University. Be careful out there, folks. That's going to do it for our show today. Julie Ferdino is our engineer. Gary Franks, the digital editor. Our associate producers are Fatou Sangari, Sabrina Garone, Roberto Rojas. J.D. Allen is the producer, and Terry Sheridan is our news director. I'm Ron Ropiak. Thanks to you for being part of The Full Story. As many in our region age, they move someplace warmer, someplace where they pay less in taxes. But for various reasons, far more stay. And there's great concern that more and more of the seniors and the boomers who do stay in our region are facing economic insecurity. We'll talk about it next time on The Full Story.